Jeb Bush, the brother of former President George W., says he's actively exploring the possibility of seeking the US presidency in 2016. If he wins the Republican Party's nomination and goes on to secure the White House, he'd become the third member of the Bush family to serve in the Oval Office. Our Washington correspondent Simon Marks reports.
The news when it came was released on social media. Jeb Bush, the former governor of Florida, the son and brother of two former presidents, turning to Twitter and telling the world that he will actively explore the possibility of running for the presidency. That is not quite the same as saying he is running, but it does allow him to start raising money, and it is a stark turnaround. Just 6 months ago, the Bush family indicated to would-be advisers that there would be no presidential run. But that was before Americans went to the polls in November's congressional elections and delivered victory to the Republicans, breathing new life into their hopes of securing the White House. Shane Goldmacher is a political reporter with Washington's National Journal.
I mean, I think there's no question that the 2014 midterms went really well for Republicans and for pretty much every Republican considering running for president. It was a reason to look more seriously at it.
Jeb Bush is comfortable not only speaking Spanish, but as a former governor of Florida and husband of a Latino American, reaching Hispanic voters as well. They will be a key constituency in 2016. And Jeb Bush hopes that, like other Americans, they'll be attracted to his brand of moderate conservatism. His biggest obstacle may be his surname and the controversies that voters associate with the two previous occupants of the White House named Bush. On the streets of New York, many told us they're not sure they're ready for another one in the Oval Office.
Jeb Bush?
Yes.
Seriously?
Yes.
Another Bush? Not much.
I think it's safe to say that I will not be voting for Jeb Bush.
I think it's time for a big change, and three people from the same family with the same values might be too much. I think we need a new direction in this country.
But even in other parts of the country where voters are less reluctant to back Republicans, there was muted enthusiasm. On the streets of Seattle...
My initial reaction is that I don't think he'll get through the primaries because he's just too moderate for the Republican base.
And in Denver...
I would be open-minded about another Republican candidate. But I don't know if I necessarily would be open to another Bush in the White House.
As for the putative candidate, he's previously set these terms for deciding whether to seek the nation's highest office or not.
It's going to be a decision about family, and can I do it joyfully?
Jeb Bush's announcement sent Washington into a frenzy and is being widely seen as the opening salvo in the race for the White House. Conventional wisdom says he'll be facing Hillary Clinton in the battle to succeed Barack Obama. But we're 2 years out, and it's not yet clear that Americans truly yearn for either another Bush or another Clinton in the Oval Office. For Checkpoint, I'm Simon Marks in Washington.